Blog Talk Radio.
Hail President Trump. We who are about to vote, I salute you. Watched for over a year now how the Demo Camos try to take Donald Trump down. They lied. They made false accusations. It was almost as if they were Pharisees and this was a Bible story. But Trump rose above all. He was supposed to be kneecapped at the first Fox debate. The plan was to get him off his message and watch him self-destruct. And they used Megyn Kelly to take him down. But fortunately, God was watching, and El Trumpo, the hero of Latinos, the job czaro, rose above the fray and went on to beat 16 competitors, and he is now up against the Wicked Witch of the North.
The O'Neill to our aid is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing, neath borderers brave from the banks of the Man. Many a heart shall quail under its coat of mail. Deeply the merciless foeman shall rue when on his ear shall ring.
If Trump was Samson, he'd be bald, because his enemies are many, and they come from all sides. His number one enemy is the brainwashing media. Number two is the rhino rats in the Democrat Party. It used to be the Republican Party. And then there's the Party of Death, the Party de la Muerte, the Demo Camos. So the media is against them. The rhinos, that's 30% of the Republican Party is against them. And the entire Democrat, the party of no God, no country, no flag, no anthem, and no kids is against him. So he is the farmer in the dell. He is the song, the farmer in the dell, and the cheese stands alone. And he stands alone, and he doesn't care. He is valiant. He is dauntless. And he takes everybody on. And who is he doing it for? He's not doing it for himself. He's doing it for us. He's doing it for every American. He's doing it for the farmer who was just told by the EPA he has to shut his farm down because he has a 2-foot puddle. And therefore, his entire farm is declared wetlands. He's doing it for the cattle ranchers who had their cattle rustled by Harry Reid. He's doing it for Lavoie Finicum. Lavoie Finicum, who was gunshot, was ambushed by 16 federal agents. And he was unarmed. And the media lied and covered it up. He's doing it for the 2,000 Americans who died in Afghanistan under Obama. The Iranian. He's doing it for the 20,000 wounded in Afghanistan under Obama, hidden by the media, reclassified, no longer American, but as NATO troops to be identified later. Obama covered up the death of everybody except the helicopter ambush of CH-47, the Navy SEAL team, that was set up and died. We have believed the media for too long. If it wasn't for WikiLeaks, we would never know how evil this media is. And they're all in one camp. They're with the party of death. When somebody can convince you that tearing a head off a baby is choice, they can convince you to do anything. They can convince you to do anything. So, the only answer is a common sense man who knows right from wrong and owes nobody. And that is El Trumpo, the Magnificent.
Wildly your Desmond, the war wolf is howling. Fearless eagle sweeps over the plain. The fox in the streets of the city is prowling, and all who would scare them are banished or slain. Hunt with O'Donnell, then fight the old fight again. Sons of De Conwell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel errant avenging steel. Strike for your country, O'Donnell of Oo.
Strike for your country. Your ballot is your bullet. Get out there and vote for freedom. If you do not, one day, as you rest in a cemetery, your ancestors and your children will come and spit on your grave. And do not let this moment of opportunity pass by. It may be our last. The communist media and the communist government is stronger than ever before. Francis Fox Pivens said 4 years ago that we control all government agencies. The country is ours. So, as General MacArthur would say, the hour of your redemption is here. Your patriots have demonstrated an unswerving and resolute devotion to the principles of freedom that challenges the best that is written on the pages of human history. I now call upon your supreme effort, that the enemy may know from the temper of an aroused and outraged people within that he has a force there to contend with, no less violent than is the force committed from without. Rally to me. Rally to Donald Trump. Let the abominable spirit of Lexington and Concord lead on, as the lines of battle roll forward, to bring you within the zone of operations. Rise and strike in the voting booth. Strike at every favorable opportunity for your homes and your hearth. Strike for future generations of your sons and daughters. Strike in the name of your sacred dead. Strike. Let no heart be faint. Let every arm be steeled. The guidance of divine God points the way. Follow in his name to the holy grail of righteous victory. Viva el Trumpo. Viva Cristo Rey. Vaya con te fiesta. you do know that fool around time is over in this country. And 9-1-1-2001 showed us that. 9-1-1-2001, when you seen those people being chased by a cloud downtown New York, you knew at that time that with the strength and power and speed of missiles, that we will not get a second chance if we are struck first. The only thing that protected us under Reagan was the rumor of Star Wars. Now, that's been debunked, and the Russians know we're not as strong, and thanks to Obama, he's going to keep us weak. Did you see that latest Navy ship, that latest state-of-the-art that they just launched? It's configured like a B-2 bomber. And the sad part is, I just read last night, they have no ammunition for the guns. Can you believe this? They were building 28 of those ships, and Obama cut it to 3. And now he's even cut the ammunition. He's not going after hunters. He's going after the military. We're in trouble, folks. And if we don't have Trump, we're going to be in big trouble. And I don't know if you've been practicing carrying your mattress over your head if you're from New York and running across the George Washington Bridge, but maybe you better join the marathon. The marathon out. So, you know what we got to do? We got to become a nation once again.
A time for us, someday there'll be, when chains are torn, by courage born, of a love that's free. A time when dreams, so long denied, can flourish, as we unveil the love we now must hide. A time.
Coming up on 1 p.m., and all the pundits, the Punjabi pundits, they have no idea. They have no idea what's going on. The polls, the only polls that you could ever trust, you can't trust media polls. The media is a brainwashing device for the Democrat Party of Death. You cannot trust the polls. There are only two polls you can trust, and they're my best friends, Stasiu and Wanda. They're from Poland. And they will tell you it's Trump all the way. So, never forget, the only polls you can trust are Stasiu and Wanda. It is going to be a tough night for somebody. It's going to be a heartbreaker for a lot of people. If Trump wins, the other side with broken hearts, they'll just be part of Make America Great. They got nothing to lose. If Trump loses, we're in trouble. We are almost a Soviet. You have no idea how many freedoms you have already lost and how many regulations are tying your hands and feet. You have no idea how much money this government sucks from your working hide. You have no idea. And that accountant looks so polite and mild and says, write a check for $30,000 for taxes. And say, why? Who wants that kind of money? Yeah, the government. Well, why does the government need $30,000 from me? Because it's your duty. It's your obligation. And while you're at it, don't forget to pay all the taxes on your phone bill. And we're in trouble, man. You know, this country was founded on revolution. It was the reason for the revolution. You know what the reason for the revolution was? Four taxes. A tax on glass, a tax on paint, a tax on tea, and a tax on stamps. And for that, 25% of the nation rose up against King George and threw all the Brits out and all the Tories, all of the sympathizers to the crown. In 1781, the last boat left for England. And the colonists were told, well, if you supported King George, you could stay here if you want, but we don't suggest it. And they all went back to England. Now they're here. They're not even back here now. They ruined their country, and now they've come to ruin ours. The only guy that I trust from England is Stuart Varney, who's voting for the first time today. God bless Stuart Varney. He's more of a patriot than the Lower East Side. It's unbelievable. Yeah, and I heard Hillary Clinton labeling with her little label machine out there. You know, I used to sell label machines at Democratic conventions. And if you bought my label machine on special, I used to throw in 1,000 free racist labels. But she's out there and she's calling Trump a homophobe. And I have a friend that's anti-communist. He calls that a homo-Leninist. And then he's a racist. And my friend says that's an African Leninist, Afro-Leninist. And he goes down. For every label, he's got the word Leninist to add to it. And it's true. All the tactics that were used in this race to destroy Trump, all the allegations, they were none proven. They were the only one they got him on is the bus. But all the women that came forward, they're all gone. They're all gone. I joke, I say, Betsy Ross accused Trump of groping her. Yeah, in 1776. They went back 35 years to get dirt on this guy. Can we go back 35 years on you? How would we do? It is terrible. Okay, I'm going to give you a pro-American tune, and we'll say a little prayer that Donald Trump saves America today. You know that all the key agencies are corrupt. The FBI is corrupt. The DOJ, forget about it. And DOJ is the Heinrich Himmler to President Hitler. The IRS, can you imagine the IRS targeting religious groups? We're already in a communist purge. We just don't know it. We can't believe it. Like those people that saw those two planes go into the Clinton Towers. They couldn't believe what was happening. And that's going to be us if we're not careful. We got a chance today to save our country. And if we don't do it, we're going to lose it. Here's a tune that I dedicate to the IRS, who has become a pawn in the persecution of Christians. Killing me. You're killing me. Come on. It's not going to do it. It's not going to do it. I got a problem. Okay. Let's see if we can wake up Al Jolson. Can't wake up Al Jolson either. Ooh, that's a long one. Hey, let's see if we can get to dedicate the people of the coal miners. Nope. Harry! Harry, is that you in the bedroom with that cow? Harry Reid, what are you doing? Are you on your honeymoon? Here's a Hillary song. It's not playing. The Hillary song's not playing. Let's see if we can get you this one. This is a nice one. It's not doing it. I got a problem. It's terrible. Let's see. We have to go down here. No Frankie Lane. I'm being punished. They've gotten to me. I don't know what it is. I got it. Try and play an anti-drug song. And the lead up to it is that Trump is big on drug warfare. He doesn't want to tell the entire country because half the country's on dope, and he knows he'll lose. But I guarantee you, when he gets in and that wall goes up, he's going to be looking for drug dealers. He's going to, first ones he's going to find are the 5,000 that Obama released from prison so that they could get back out on the street and make new heroin sales. Drugs is no good. Drugs is death. Did you know that the guy who wrote the song, The Hokey Pokey, that when he passed away, it took The Undertaker 8 hours to get him in the coffin? You put the left leg in, and you put the left leg out, you put the left leg in, and you turned it all about. Remember that song? I'm trying to play it for you. The button won't work. Killing me. Killing Me. Okay. Can't do that one either. I tried to do the Hucklebuck for you. Oh, there's one I wanted to play. Let's see if I can get this one to come alive. I dedicate this to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, the words are for you.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard. And mostly what I need from you. I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone.
Going to see Trump in the White House?
This home.
trees are wishing well. Everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be
seeing you, and all the old familiar faces, that is heart of mine, and verses all day through. In that small cafe, the park, across the way, the chill, Grinch carousel, the chestnut tree, oh, wish well, I'll be seeing you. In every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, and I'll always think of you that way, and I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new,
I'll be looking at the moon,
I'll be looking at the stars.
Our feathers rent in twain.
And that could happen to us. We could be a province of another country. You know, never can happen. Happens all the time. And don't think that we're invincible. And especially this generation. You're not forged from anything. There's no steel left. All the steel is Chinese. So, having said that, what are we going to do? It's looking up in the air tonight, and the time is now 2:23, and an electrician came in to do some work, and he said he saw on One American News that that Comey donated $3 million to the Democrat Party or something like that. We'll have to check it out. But Comey's dirty. It's sad, man. And all our heroes, they're all dirty. That's because the communist gives you heroes. They don't give you real Americans. You're supposed to be ashamed that you're an American. You're responsible for slavery. Oh, you didn't own any slaves? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I could tell you this. Trump will unite the country, and he will improve the inner cities. But you know what has to be done first before you can have law and order? You have to get rid of drugs. Drugs is the number one violent criminal element in this country. And until you get rid of it, you will never have peace. So it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. And he said, that's not playing. Okay, here we go. Let it go. Let it go. I got one. Let it go.
Let there be light, and there was a light. Let there be earth, and there was earth. If I had my way, I would ask of him up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you. You are the feeling of spring, you the beginning of dawn, you are the meaning of everything. How could anyone go wrong? Let there be stars, and there were stars. Let there be moon, and there was moon. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you.
folks, we're going to close our show, and we still don't know who the president is. It's 2:33, probably no late tonight, and whether we have freedom or slavery. We'll close with the Star Spangled Banner and dedicate it to those who bought us freedom and we squandered it. Hopefully that'll all change tonight.